And with that, loyal listeners, we have reached our show's conclusion. I would like to apologize for the many, 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 many technical errors that occurred during this episode. I would like to issue a thank you to all of the authors who participated in this episode. I would like to thank the White Rabbit Cabaret in Indianapolis, Indiana, for hosting us on the first Tuesday of every month for our live show. If you would like to see an evening with the authors in your town, please keep an eye on our social media. We are on Facebook at Fake Authors and on Instagram at Fake Authors Indie, that is at Fake Authors Indy. I'd like to thank Eric Salazar for providing our theme music entitled Soul Search. And most of all, I would like to thank you, loyal listeners, for spending an evening with the authors. I'm Dana Glass. Good night.
You are listening to WBPPR, Big Pretty Public Radio. The following program has been made possible due to contributions from Sensei Kevin's Karate Dojo, now offering classes in Taekwondo, Judo, and Aikido, because what do you know about martial arts? And now, it's the Church of Positivity with Tambourine Terry.
Sadness hidden behind a smile, depression hidden in a happy pile. To hide underlying negativity, join Tambourine Terry in your Church of Positivity. Join Tambourine Terry in your Church of Positivity. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Church of Positivity. I am Tambourine Terry, your happy, happy, happy host. And today I have with me a very special guest. He's been through the ringer. He's had a very hard time. He's made the best out of a very sad situation. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for Bobby Jabowski.
Hey there, Tambourine Terry. It's nice to be here. It's nice to be indoors.
It looks like you've got a lot of sweat on you.
Yeah, well, that's just, you know, that's kind of the damnedest thing. It don't matter. I can be out here, you know, freezing to death, and I got this glandular problem going on. Look like I just walked into a sauna, which, let me tell you, isn't helping nothing with the cold air and on the wet skin and all that. But hey, you know, you deal with what you got, right?
Yes, it's like your body is saying goodbye to the bad, so it leaves room for the good to be absorbed within.
I guess. If the sweat's where the bad's going, then keep it pouring, I guess, because I got a never-ending supply.
One time I had pneumonia and I sweat through my clothes in my comforter, but I think it was best.
You sure got a good way of looking at things, man, because if I had pneumonia and I was laid out like that, I don't have any blankets, first of all, or bed or nothing, but, you know, you're all sunshines and rainbows over here. I'm glad I came here. They told me that this was a good place, that you're positive inner Church of Positivity,
yes,
Tambourine.
Church of Positivity, we're all happy here, whether we like it or not.
Okay.
I got pneumonia because I had to share a sandwich with a homeless man. All right, let's read a positive affirmation. This positive affirmation comes from Jim Prosky. Love yourself, it is important. to stay positive because beauty comes from the inside out. Beauty.
Okay, it's beauty's on the inside. Yeah, that's what they say. But on the outside, you know, that's the only part that people can see or judge you for or whatever. So, okay.
Yes, I've been judged several times. Tell me about the beauty that you have within and your books that you've written. Cooking for One for the Rest of Your Life.
Yeah, it's a two-part question, and I feel like the two answers are going to be completely different fields here. As far as the beauty inside, it's new concept to me here, man. So, you know, you got the tambourine and everything. You know, that's your whole thing, and I'm trying to keep an open mind here. But if my inside, I mean, I guess it's got to be better than the outside, right? You know, I get the scoliosis and all that, and not made any better. But you know, a couple of tragic accidents at the dildo factory, but. You know, I the outside's ruined, so by default, we'll say the inside's looking better.
My wife used a dildo. All right, next for another positive quote. This comes from Sheep Kerber. Your positive action combined with positive thinking results in success.
Your positive outcome, and it's like another language these guys are talking here, man.
Tell me about your positive actions. You wrote a book. That's positive.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, that's a positive thing. I mean, I guess it's, you know, I had this guy, I was saying, hey, you know, I feel like I had a pretty good handle talking to this guy on the bus about how I got a good handle on the, you know, living alone thing, pretty much pro at it at this point. And I was, he's like, you should write a book. And I said, yeah, well, you know, yeah, I guess I got some recipes. And he's like, hey, I'll publish your book. I'm a book publisher, you know? And so, you know, I went down to the cash advance place and I gave him the $700 that you usually have to give to your publisher, you know, to get things going, grease the wheels a little bit.
Yes.
And then, you know, it's the damnedest thing. I wrote this book and I never seen this guy again. And I'm, well, yeah, you know, and I got a book out of it, I guess. That took some nights away from, you know, thoughts about, you know, ending everything or whatever. Yeah, putting it on pen to paper, you know.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, and end to things are just a new beginning to other things.
You're all smiles over there. You got some chompers there, too, pal. That's a hell of a smile you got going on.
Yes, when you're uncomfortable with your real teeth, you get implants. And that is what I have, and I'm in love with them. They make me happy.
So those things aren't even real? Do you spend money on, like you said, give me the biggest ones you got, huh?
I would say I like big chompers, and I cannot lie.
Brad, I don't have the book. I just got the original transcripts here, my scribbles and everything, and I got the fucking coffee all over these goddamn things.
Coffee.
Man, shit. Fuck me.
These words.
God damn it.
These words you're using are negative and not approved by the Tambourine Terry.
I'm sorry, Tambourine Terry. Let's put a positive spin on the fact that I spilled fucking coffee all over these goddamn pages. That's, hey, oh yeah, hey, look everybody, it's positive because every time you spill a fucking coffee on your transcripts, it's a Rorschach test. And what do you see when you look at this, Tambourine Terry? You see a fucking rainbow because all I see is my life down to goddamn fuck it. God shit. Okay. I think, oh, God damn.
I think it's time for a positive affirmation.
Yeah, probably.
This next positive affirmation comes from Helen Keller, who says, keep your face to the sunshine and you cannot see a shadow. That's a very great quote.
Wait, that's, Helen Keller said, look at the, she was blind and deaf. What does she know about the... She didn't see no shadows. She say, look at the sun. It's always warm on your face. That's the only thing this woman knows. God, what am I saying? This woman's blind and deaf, and she's like a famous person for... I don't even know what she did. She write a book or something, or she just writing inspirational quotes for calendars?
She said, keep your face to the sunshine, and you cannot see a shadow.
Yeah. Yeah. God. I'm going to need a drink. All right, I think I got it. All right, I think I remember these books. I mean, I pretty much wrote them from memory. You know, so, oh, man.
Last time I kept my face to the sunshine, I got second-degree sunburns.
Yeah, so what was the positive in that?
The B vitamins.
Yeah, okay.
From the sun. Wait,
touché,
no,
Tambourine Terry.
That's vitamin D. I'm full of vitamin D. And also pus from the infection. Anyway.
Okay, let me think here about the book. It's entitled by Bobby Grabowski, "The Cooking for One for the Rest of Your Life: The Guide for the Reluctant Bachelor." Okay, now you see, Tambourine Terry, I wrote this book because I figure there's plenty of people like me out there. You know, plenty of guys. You know, their mom died when they were 9 years old. They grew up on a steady diet of Salisbury steak dinners and knuckle sandwiches from their dad.
My knuckle sandwiches sounds like wonderful donuts.
Yeah, and then you grow up and you meet that lady when you're in high school, you know. Like, yeah, she's older, you know. She's already got things going on. But you get married, you know. You get a job working at her dad's car dealership or whatever, you know. And this is the way life's going to be. And it's all set up for us. And it's all hunky-dory here until it's absolutely not anymore. And you come home and Chad from the grocery store is filling out your wife like a census form.
Problem is just an opportunity in disguise.
Yeah, that was a terrific opportunity for me. Really was a good situation of gave me the opportunity to not live with my wife and my daughter anymore because when your wife has sex with the grocery boy, you move out into an efficiency apartment. Evidently, that's how that thing works out.
How efficient?
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so I am where I am, and I was like, here's the stuff I'm living on, and here's the thing for other people they could do. I got these recipes, okay? Like, I remember, okay, one, I know this one, because this is like a mainstay when I can afford it. And it's called the Poor Man's Casserole, Tambourine Terry.
Sounds delicious. Yeah, I'm ready to have a slice.
I'm not good. Well, it's not a slice, it's more like a slap, but... I gotta tell you, this is like a pretty actually freaking delicious thing. What it is, you know, it's just the ingredients you're going to need for this is you got a box of ready-made macaroni and cheese, the powder probably, because you know the stuff with the liquid cheese all in the box is you know, that's like another 49 cents or whatever. So you got your mac and cheese, you get yourself some frozen peas, you get yourself a can of tuna and a can of cream of mushroom soup, okay? And then what you do is you just make the macaroni and cheese as directed on the box. You don't need the milk or the butter. You can just put the powder in there. That will work just the same. And you just save some of the water from when you was boiling, and then you just throw the rest of that crap in there and you mix it all up and boom, you got poor man's casserole for you.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah.
My wife of 3 months, she would make casserole for me and it was delicious.
Well, I don't know what kind of thing she was peddling at you, but I'm going to give you a piece of advice, and that's just to eat right out of the pot that you made it in right there, right over the trash can, no mess, no fuss, you know. You're all taken care of. And the best thing about these recipes, honestly, if I'm being truthful, is that you can get all these recipes real easy at your just local grocery store. You know, of course, every time you go in there, it seems like Chad's working every shift under the goddamn moon, so you got to go take the bus 6 miles out of the way just so you can get a can of cream of mushroom soup.
Chad. I know a Chad.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay. What else? God, I'm
my
trying.
My wife once tried to drown me in the casserole she made, which is why she's in prison now and we're divorced.
So she was coming after you?
She didn't like my positivity.
Sometimes honestly, it's probably weird for you to hear this, but I'm like kind of envious of that situation. Like, believe me, I thought sometimes about doing myself in, but like if somebody else was just like willing to go do it for me, like I feel like that'd take a lot of pressure off of things.
She was upset with the laundry and the stripes in my underwear.
Yeah, well, okay.
Among other things.
So
I'm not perfect.
Yeah, well, hey, none of us are perfect, Tambourine Terry. It's just 3 months, too, huh? That's not very long.
It was a tough situation, dude. I'm making the best out of it. I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
So, like, did you guys have a house together?
Yes, I paid for everything. She came here from overseas.
Yeah, oh, classic Nigerian prince situation, right? Was she a Nigerian prince?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it, man. Every time, man. I always think, no, this is the scams. I saw this on 2020. That's not real. And then, you know, they start talking and they're like, hey, no, I swear to God, I'm not a Nigerian prince. I'm just a hot lady over here and I know a Nigerian prince. And then next thing you know, you drain your bank account cards. And I guess in your case, they're living at your house trying to murder you. That's double duty for you there.
It was real to me.
Okay.
But I'm making the best out of a bad situation.
I'm feeling kind of awkward. I've never really been on this side of it where you need to. Maybe you should look at another one of those affirmations here, man. That's a.
This one time she made me mow the lawn, and I ran over a bird. All right, it's time for an affirmation. Joseph Campbell said, find a place inside where there's joy, and the joy will burn out the pain. Yay!
With that one, I can actually understand, because there's been times where I was standing around the burning barrel that me and some of the guys would be around, and sometimes, you know, the inside's just like, it feels like there's nothing there and it's dead, and just stick my hand on the side of that metal and get, you know, just the nice burn, let me know, hey, you're still here. Yeah, you know, still got a, you know, at least a few more years of suffering there, Bobby. What's happening right now?
I'm just being super happy right now.
No.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy I'm going to break out and cry.
Is this normally how his show goes? Those are joy tears, or no, man. Hey, how about another recipe from the book?
Please.
Yeah. No, cheer up, or stay cheer. I don't really know what's happening. Yeah, another recipe from the book here. This one. It calls sardine surprise, and that's pretty easy. It's all you really need for that one is it's a can of sardines. You just open them up and eat them.
Is someone named Tony that's in your house when you get home, and he's in the bedroom with your wife? Sardine surprise.
Yeah, my thing was the guy named Chad. I feel like you're talking about a whole different thing. So on top of trying to kill you, she was also Tony. Tony Sardine? I'm having a hard time even following.
When you pull the covers back and you see Tony, it's like a Tony Sardine surprise.
Yeah. I see the line of logic there. Yeah, it's pretty much, yeah. To be honest, Tony's probably more satisfying than sardines, if I'm being completely truthful. It's not really, I don't even know if there's nutrients in them things, as a matter of fact. It's just, they're in that goop, and it's like, is a sardine even a real fish? I don't even know. I think that might just be like chicken nugget style, where they're just mixing up fish and squeezing it together, making it look like a sardine.
Tony was real. He punched me in the face. I felt that. That was real. Surprise.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Jeez. Here. Let me see here. I'm trying to. I'm looking through it. Okay, I can see this one through the coffee. It's this one. It's a tequila chicken. Ooh, that sounds good, doesn't it, Tambourine Terry? It's a
tequila
chicken. This is like for. See, I don't know if you got kids, but you know, I got that. You know, every other weekend situation going on with Samantha, and yeah, I mean, guess how many times that's panned out? Hint, it's zero, because until you know, the child support's caught up or whatever, then that's the first thing they take away from you, is, you know, the right to love your family. But this one, say she does come and stay with you for the weekend or whatever. This is tequila chicken, and what this is you get a bucket of KFC, and then you let her eat that, and you just hide in the bathroom and pound that friggin' bottle of tequila.
I'm not allowed to have alcohol in the house anymore.
Hey, me and you both, man. Are you in the program?
Because of what I did to the Walgreens.
Wait, what'd you do to a Walgreens, man?
Some people call it blacking out, but I call it coming closer to terms with who you really are. Positive.
Oh, wow. You got a whole other thing. Like, when I drinking, man, it's just pretty much like this, only, like, cranked up. Well, I guess technically it's probably cranked down to 11, where, you know, I just kind of go inward, you know. It's like a black hole into myself, and a lot of sabbing, a lot of feeling bad. One time I poured gasoline all over myself, and I was going to set myself on fire, and then the neighbors called, and when the fireman got there, he had to cut the clothes off of me, and everybody saw my botched circumcision and that weird pattern my pubes grow in, and it's like, yeah. If I remember correctly, that was probably 2 months before the Chad thing, and if I'm not mistaken, I'd say that was a real contributing factor there.
Gasoline is just a cleaning agent to help your soul become closer to God.
There you go. That one sounded, more cryptic, but yeah, I think we're getting you back there, Tambourine Terry.
I think that everyone should do it once, and that if you survive, you should continue to live, and if you don't, you should perish in the hell that you belong in. This quote comes from a very good president, Lyndon B. Johnson. Yesterday is not ours to discover, but tomorrow is ours to win or lose. Tomorrow's not granted. That's me. That's Tambourine Terry. That's not part of the quote.
Oh, that's just freestyle there?
Tomorrow, there's no guarantee.
There's one more of these I can make out here, but I don't know. I feel like these things are going a certain direction here, and I don't know if I'm to blame for it or if that's just kind of how things run around here. But
if there was a recipe that you had that if you ate it all, there's a possibility you could contaminate yourself and go out of existence.
Yeah, well, this is kind of down that same road.
I'm so happy.
Right along that line of thought you're thinking here, this is when this is like, you know, the holidays are coming up. You know, there's always a holiday coming where people get
Every
together.
Every day is a holiday.
Well, I don't know about that, but, you know.
Every day is a burden.
Yeah. Now you're starting to speak my language here, Tambourine Terry. And that's why you might be interested in this. It's Bobby Grabowski's holiday surprise.
Hooray.
Yes. Yeah. Hooray. Well, this one is it's the barrel of a chrome-plated snub-nosed revolver. You know, happy holidays. Don't forget to stuff the turkey. Don't forget to stuff your face. And it's, I'm never going to do it. That's the conclusion I come to. I'm never going to actually work up the friggin' bowels to pull it off. It's, you know, I can't stand up even to myself.
You're afraid to make this wonderful dish?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm afraid to make that final meal, you know. Look, I've had windows. I could have every day waiting to go to that dildo factory, I'd stand there waiting on a bus and think, if I just were to take 2 steps forward, that'd be the end of that. But I know my luck. Drag a few miles. City say it was my fault. Get no settlement. Make my body worse than it already is.
You know what they say. 2 steps forward, 1 step back.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, that's a saying I can really get behind. I don't know if you got that off your little list there or who to attribute that thing to, but that's pretty accurate, you know. I left the efficiency apartment, you know, and thought, well, you know what, things can't get worse. Next thing I know, I'm living in an attic above this old lady's house. She knows I was there. It wasn't like a, you know, it wasn't anything weird or nothing, but I'm living up there. But I had a roommate, he's a raccoon, and living up there, and those things, I don't know if you ever, those things have like little monkey hands, man. And it's like, all I'm living off of is peanut butter sandwiches. I'm looking over, this guy's unscrewing the top of it, just dipping his whole arm into the thing, and I'm thinking, hey, what's going to give here? He doesn't even care anymore. He was wearing my slippers reading the paper one day, and I'm like, hey, lady, you got raccoons up there, and she says, hey, I told you it is how it is, and yeah, you know, a couple weeks later, I'm willing to admit that's his apartment. That's not even my place. I'm staying with him.
It's good to have furry friends. Maybe you should share the revolver casserole with your friend.
I don't even have the gun. That's it. I wrote it down because I was depressed. I don't even have a gun. I wouldn't even know where to. I mean, I guess I go to a gun store, but I don't know what kind of background checks they run. But I bet I ain't going to pass it. And
I've got guns.
What kind of guns you got, Tier?
I've got 17 guns.
17 guns?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what the hell, man?
I've got all sorts of them. I was actually on the government list for a while for collecting them.
You one of these freakadoo anti-government guys? You want to hold yourself up David Koresh style up in this place?
No. There's no proof of that.
Well, Terry, like, I gotta say, man, I came on here and I thought this was going to be a whole different experience here. Like, and if I'm being honest, I'm feeling pretty comfortable and at home and content. I mean, you got a good spin on the, I don't know if it's because you got like a studio and, you know, you got like little interns running around doing stuff. And, you know, and that makes me think about how I have nobody in my life, of course. And I can see where you're putting your spin on things. And these guns, you're obviously making some money if you got all these guns. And
I've got a Walther P99.
I don't even know what that is.
A 92 Beretta.
That's a pistol, right?
Mm-hmm. I clean them all the time, but I don't ever fire them, I'm afraid. I put little googly eyes on them, and I've named them all.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a way to go about it, I guess.
I've named them all Tom.
All 17 of them are named Tom?
Yes.
Terry, who's Tom? Who was Tom?
Sardine Man. You know, from the sardine can.
That was Tony.
Tom, Tony.
You don't even know the name of the guy?
I know it started with a T, like Tambourine Terry.
I don't know if you're helping me or I'm hurting you, or I don't know if maybe you going down to just like make me rise up by, you know, some sort of seesaw effect or something here, but I'm starting to feel like I'm not sure if I want to be here anymore, actually.
You want to see the new toaster I just bought?
I got to say, being faced in this situation, sitting here with this freaky-doo here with this tambourine, I think for the first time in my life, I'm realizing I want to live. I don't want to be here anymore.
The tub is always full of water.
No, see, yeah, I think you got more of a plan than I got. You know, I'm all talk. I think you got things pretty well laid out here.
For being happy.
Well, hey, you know, tomato, tomato, you know, whatever you want to call your situation over here.
Both tomatoes and tomatoes. Here's another quote from Lil Yachty. I am very happy every day because life is moving in a very positive way.
Wait, is Liberace?
Lil Yachty.
Yeah, I don't know how. What I'm saying, Liberace. What are you saying?
L-I-L space Y-A-C-H-T-Y.
I didn't understand the spelling anymore. In a way, you got a funny way of talking, man.
It's because of my beautiful implants in my face.
Yeah, people tell me I talk weird, and that's just like a weird combo thing going on. My daddy's from Hamilton, Ontario. My mom's from Wisconsin, and they raised up in the very beginning there outside of Chicago, me and my brother Donnie, and then I just kind of drift around northern Indiana and stuff after that. But it's not just the accents. I understand I got kind of like a weird speech thing going on too. That's partially because my lips, they got frozen to a pool when I was a kid, and they kind of left me there for a while, those neighborhood kids, and here I am, you know. That's why I keep the mustache here, covering up the terrible, horrific scars.
Problems are just opportunities in hiding. Hooray!
You know, that gave me an opportunity to spend the next 6 months in my house, not able to go outside, because every time I go anywhere, everybody's be like, "Where are your lips, Bobby?" And I say, "Yeah, okay, fun and games, guys. You made me lose my lips on the pole. All right, very funny. Joke's on me again."
Well, here's a little tip from our friend Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. Correction does much, but encouragement does more. Hooray!
I'm going to be frank. I'm going to be straight out here, and I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you want to get drunk?
Yes. I would love to get hammered.
I say,
I would love to drown the ego in my mind. It's constantly running these horrible thoughts over and over and over again in my brain. I'm so happy.
Yeah, see, I don't know who wrote that one, but that might as well put Bobby Grabowski at the end of that one, because that sounds like, you know, preaching to choir here. I say,
I've got so many thoughts, negative thoughts that keep running in my head over and over again, like I've got 10 people inside my head talking to me, telling me that I'm not good enough. I'm so happy.
Yeah, the 10, that's more than me. I pretty much just got my own voice in there going, Bobby, look at you. What'd you make of yourself there? You look like an idiot.
This comes from the wonderful Notre Dame coach Lou Holtz. He says virtually nothing is impossible in this world if you just put your mind to it and maintain a positive attitude. Hooray.
Yeah, all these people, they act like being positive is such an easy thing. They're like, oh, be positive. Yeah, like, I have a feeling this guy just had a different life than we did.
Looks like we need to wrap up this episode.
Oh, that's it? Okay.
Except I could really use company. I could really use the company.
But I think I've kind of made it obvious at this point. There, I do not have anywhere to go. I don't think the bus is running anymore at this time, so I'm kind of at the mercy of the world here. So,
So I've got some tequila.
You got that? Hey, don't listen to this radio show sponsor. Yeah, but if you have some,
it's tequila, but put a positive spin on it, and it's happy fun juice. Hooray!
Now we're talking same language here, Terry.
Would you like to drink some happy fun juice and go clean my guns, clean my Toms and Tonys?
And you know what? Let's down the bottle and let's just see where this thing takes us. All right.
It's a lot of fun. You get in some pretty good fun arguments with the Toms and the Tonys.
Hey, let's do it, Tambourine Terry. Let's do it.
All right. Well, that concludes another episode of The Church of Positivity with Tambourine Terry. We made it through to a positive conclusion. Goodbye. Sadness hidden behind a smile. Depression hidden in a happy pile. To hide underlying negativity, join Tambourine Terry and the Church of Positivity. Join Tambourine Terry and the Church of Positivity.